Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Shockwave by John Sanford, narrated by Eric Conger.
Chapter 1. From the boardroom windows, high atop the Pi Pinnacle, you could see almost nothing for a very long way. A white farmhouse, surrounded by a scattering of metal sheds, huddled in a fir tree windbreak a half mile out and 30 degrees to the right. Another farmhouse with a red barn sat three-quarters of a mile away and 30 degrees to the left. Straight north, it was corn, beans, and alfalfa, and after that, more corn, beans, and alfalfa. Somebody once claimed to have spotted a cow, but that had never been confirmed. The top floor was so high that the board members rarely even saw birds, though every September, a couple of dozen turkey vultures, at the far northern limit of their range, would gather above Pi Plaza and circle through the thermals rising off the concrete and glass. There were rumors that the vultures so pissed off Willard Pi that he would go up to the roof, hide in a blind disguised as an air conditioner vent, and try to blast them out of the sky with a 12-gauge shotgun. Angela Jelly Brown, Pi's executive assistant, didn't believe that rumor, though she admitted to her husband it sounded like something Pi would do. She knew he hated the buzzards and the saucer-sized buzzard droppings that spotted the emerald green glass of the pinnacle. But that was in the autumn. On a sunny Wednesday morning in the middle of May, Jelly Brown got to the boardroom early, pulled the drapes to let the light in, and opened four small vent windows for the fresh air. That done, she went around the board table and at each chair put out three yellow number 2 pencils, all finely sharpened and equipped with unused rubber erasers.